it's a mixed emotions today. Obviously, I feel honoured and privileged to be here, but it's certainly not a day of celebration either. I look forward to getting on with the job.
You're in this for the long haul, and obviously a lot of thought went into this before you said yes, you would take the position. You didn't just run into this. I mean, you've put a lot of thought into this.
Purposely, we didn't make any harsh, rash decisions, and we took our time. We decided as a family that we would want to see our father's remaining tenure seen out by a family member, and we'd like to make sure that all projects that he'd been working on are brought to fruition, delivered for the local area. And also, we've pledged our full support to the MICA redress campaign also. So whatever I can do to further those causes, I will be happy to do.
It's going to be a challenge, obviously, today. As you say, it's an emotional day. It's a day of finding your feet. But there's a lot of work to be done, and you're going to find yourself very quickly thrust into that cut and thrust of daily politics in Donegal.
Certainly, there's a steep learning curve ahead, and I'm very well aware of that. But the sooner I get sat down and the sooner I get my teeth into it, the sooner I'll be able to make a positive contribution and further the causes that are close to our hearts.
On the other hand, though, no more experienced man than the man you learned from.
Well, we grew up with the father of in his own politics, I suppose. I'll be dwelling on many of those years of those conversations that I had over the kitchen table, and hopefully look to him for some inspiration when times are tough, and hopefully I can emulate him even half as much and service half the amount of people that he did and help half the amount of people that he did. If I'd done that, it would be a positive contribution and something that I'd be very proud of.